We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're back in San Diego. I'm Sweeney Murdy. In New York is Ed Coleman, Winter Meetings 2019. And joining us now, a familiar name, a familiar voice. He'll be wearing an unfamiliar uniform when the 2020 season begins. Eddie, you'll see a lot of Joe Girardi this year.
19 times, Eddie.
There you go, Joe. Is there any truth to the rumor that you stayed away from the Mets because you'd have to do a pregame show with me the entire season?
No, it had nothing to do with. Actually, I want to thank you. The other night, last Tuesday, I was driving from Philly to New York to do the Italian American Baseball Foundation dinner.
Okay.
And it was about 11 o'clock, and I was listening to you on the radio, and you were talking a lot of football.
I was.
He told me that he took your advice on some of those football picks, and it didn't work out quite so well, Eddie. I hope.
Story of my week every week.
So the story of the day. Eddie, the story of the day,
I was just going to say congratulations, Joe. I haven't talked to you since you got the job. That's great.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited, and obviously I realize that it's a tough division, and there's a lot of talent in this division. But I'm really looking forward to the challenge, and I'm really looking forward to getting back on the field.
He's been all over Philadelphia in the last few weeks, and he's very popular right now because he hasn't lost a game yet.
Not one. I'm undefeated.
Undefeated managers are very popular in sports, and you've got a player that you're familiar with, quite familiar with. We've got word that Didi Gregorius will be joining you this year. I know the Phillies have not officially announced the deal yet, so what are you able to tell us about the old shortstop you had who will soon be your new shortstop?
Well, what I can tell you is there's no secret that we're in the market for an infielder because we lost Franco and Hernandez. So we lost second and third, and we feel that Kingery can fill a lot of positions, so there's some different things that we can do. And there's no secret that I have a history with Didi, Didi played very well when I was in New York. Beyond that, I can't really confirm anything.
Well, he had a very tough job to do. When he takes over for Derek Jeter,
yes.
I remember all the players in the clubhouse, the guys who, I remember the longtime guys, CC and Gardy, they just marveled at how he handled himself and how well he was able to, get over the early struggles and perform the way he did.
Yeah, the first month he really struggled. And I think it goes back to the pressure of feeling that you were the guy replacing Derek Jeter, even though he didn't push Derek Jeter out. Derek retired. But the other thing, he was getting an opportunity to play every day, and that was not something that had happened for him. And I almost felt like he was looking over his shoulder, where we're going to send him down had he been struggling. And I finally went to Didi, and I said, look, Didi, you're our shortstop. You're our guy. I mean, there is nothing behind you. And he started to take off, and he started to hit lefties, and he really developed as a player and had a lot of good years there.
Hey, Joe, if Didi is there, and we'll assume he is, does that possibly push Gene Segura to second if that works out that way?
Well, the great thing about the two infielders that we have in-house now, Segura and Kingery, they both have played multiple positions. So it gave us the flexibility to go after a lot of, different people. We were in the, it was rumored that we were in the market for Moustakas, and there's been other names brought up. So the fact that we have two guys that can play other positions really gives us a lot of freedom to do different things.
No question. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about a third base prospect, the Alec Bohm. I think that's how you say it.
Yes,
I
just got it.
I don't know how familiar you are with him, but there are people. I remember talking to Matt Klentak about that he expected possibly that he could arrive at some time in 2020. What are your thoughts on him, and what do you know about him, Joe?
Yeah, I really would have got to know him a lot better had I been able to fulfill my duties as the USA manager, because he was on that team. But I had to step down, and, I would have loved to have managed that team, but it just wouldn't have worked out with the interviews that I was going through and the opportunities that I had. So, I've asked a lot of questions. Brian Price, who was there, who was my pitching coach, really liked what he saw. Rolly De Armas, who is his – I don't know, managed in Clearwater for, 100 years now, was there as the bullpen coach and really likes what he sees. So I'm excited to see this young man, You know, he's got an incredible bat. You know, I've heard comparisons. He's built like Chris Bryant. But I look forward to seeing all the young kids in the organization, because those kids become important as players get hurt sometimes earlier than maybe you would expect them to be up. But this kid is really talented.
It's not unusual for guys to surround themselves with familiar faces once you get the opportunity. You jumped into a spot where Rob Thompson is with you again as your bench coach. You have David Robertson hopefully coming back later in the year after his surgery. Is Dellin Betances part of the discussions here as you're trying to rebuild your bullpen?
Well, I think everything is in discussion, as we've talked about. And we talked about Wheeler was going to be our big signing, and that has taken place. And we're really excited about him. And we think his upside is really good. And so, you know, I the thing about our bullpen is there were a lot of injuries last year, and there are some question marks. You know, how healthy is Sir Anthony Dominguez going to be? And I think he's a key role in our bullpen, and it's our job to keep him, you know, healthy and thriving during the season. Alex Morgan got hurt, and there was just a number of guys. So we're looking at all possibilities as we, you know, get deeper into the offseason to try to improve our club everywhere.
We're talking to Joe Girardi, who's with Sweeney Murdy out in San Diego, side of the winter meetings, and Didi Gregorius, we assume, coming aboard as a Philly this year. You know, Joe, you've been New York-centric in your acquisitions thus far. There's a pitcher that I watched for quite some time, and a pretty good one, as a matter of fact, too, that you just signed to a five-year deal, and he'll be a mainstay right behind the ace of your staff, I would imagine. Is a pretty nice 1-2.
Yeah, we feel like we got a 1 and a 1A, and then you throw Arrieta in there, who has been there and done that, and then some of the other guys that we have, you know, with Eflin and Pivetta and Velasquez, and you have a young man that's coming, and he's, you know, he's coming on strong, Spencer Howard. Mm-hmm. So we like the prospects of our starting pitching. And as you know, it's so important to be successful, and when you have guys that – you know, you keep you from having long losing streaks, can get deep into games, and it gives your bullpen a day off. It's really, really important. So starting pitching, I know we've gotten into this, the years of bullpenning a lot, and I think that's, you know, dependent on what you have. But it's interesting. I'm interesting to see how things are going to change when you can't necessarily do that in September like teams were doing, where you had 15-man, 20-man pitching staffs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see how that changes. But I like what we've done with our pitching, and I'm really excited to be around Zach.
You know, when you took over the Yankees, you didn't have to really get to know the star players because you played with them. You knew them. You knew Derek Jeter, you knew Mariano Rivera, Alex Rodriguez. You were a bench coach for a year with him. Bryce Harper now is the guy who's obviously signed long term, and he is the guy that you have to get to know.
Yes.
How have you gotten to know him? What are the kind of things you've talked to him about and try to figure out as you get between now and March?
Just through conversations, right? And I'll see him early enough in February and have 45 days to spend with him, you know, before the season starts. But, you know, my message to Bryce will be just be Bryce. I mean, it's really, really good. Just be Bryce. And I'm excited to manage a player of his talent, a guy that plays extremely hard, who wants to play every day and really, really wants to win. And I'm excited to be around him.
Joe, I like Aaron Nola a lot. He had a great 2018 and maybe a little step back last year, probably not the same pitcher, but there are things about him. I think he has DeGrom-like qualities, you know, a real competitor and a guy that you love to give the ball to every 5 days. What have you learned about him and what have you watched over time that you like about him?
I just like how he's in control of the at-bats, much like Jacob DeGrom, and he has the ability to throw two breaking balls over at any time, being, you know, behind in the count 1-0, 2-0, 3, does not bother him. He knows how to compete. He's a great student of the game and does so much preparation himself. You know, we've kind of gotten away from that. You know, with some of the younger pitchers, we give them everything, and they don't really necessarily know how to do that. Well, he's a guy that really knows how to prepare. So I'm excited, you know. And I had a chance to watch him a few times and did a few of the Phillies games. But the game that sticks out to me was in 2008 where he went up to Boston and shut down the Red Sox in 2018. Wow. And that was the year that they won the World Series and their offense was the best in baseball. And he went down, and I think he pitched 8 innings and gave up 1 run. And I was like, wow, this guy is really good, not knowing that I would have a chance to manage him in a couple of years.
Our time is short here, so I hope we get a chance to talk to you again over the course of the next year, two or three or ten, as you get to the Phillies.
I'll see Ed a lot.
You will see Ed a lot.
I know you have other responsibilities.
I'll bring the family down. I'm sure they'd love to see the ballpark down there. We'll come say hi. I have a feeling you're going to like doing NL-style baseball again, aren't you?
Yeah, I grew up on that, and I always enjoyed it when we did interleague games, managing those games. There was one time in Colorado, though, I think we went to Colorado with 11 healthy position players, and it got a little tricky.
Yeah.
And I had to put Vernon Wells in at third base, in the ninth inning, right? And I had seen him take ground balls on days he didn't play. And I said, well, this is my option, so I'm going with it. First ground ball was hit to him. Mo saved the game, and I was like, thank God Mo didn't give up hard contact. It was a little soft roller. He handled it great.
I still remember you had to put Jorge Posada at a game, and you hit three grand slams, and the game still ended up with Jorge Posada at second base somehow.
But he begged.
I think he'll do just well.
He asked me to do that. I said, okay, well, I think we're okay now.
You'll do just fine. It's great to talk to you. Great to see you. Congratulations. Tell Didi we say congrats when you officially talk to him. And we will see you in February sometime, I think.
Ed Sweeney, great to talk to you, Ed, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Congrats, Joe. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.